bringing some Team Spiritual Way on a Monday. It's Jeremy Loops, Better Together. And Team Spirit is in no short supply this morning. It's Monday. And if you're just tuning in, welcome to Radio Life and Style. Coming to you live from the heart of Belita. And you know we love a good news story on the show. And this morning, we've got our proper local good news story for you. And so much excitement in the studio right now. The Mhlali Prep Under 13 Netball Team has qualified to represent at the big upcoming National SASN Primary School Championship running from this week, the 23rd to the 25th of July, up in Middelburg in Mpumalanga. It's a big deal, man. And to kind of paint the picture and to explain why this is such a big deal and how the girls have been able to put it all together and are going to be getting their way up to Mpumalanga, well, from Mhlali Prep, please welcome my full studio, my full panel on microphone number one, Deputy Director of Sport, Tanya Lawson, is in the house with us. Tanya, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Yay, great, man. On the other side of the studio, we've got the coach. Coach Di Bodley is with us. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Always good, thanks.
Yay, and in the middle of the sandwich, we've got, well, just two of the team. We've got many more outside the window, but sitting up front and center, we've got Alexander, or Lexi, as she's known, representing on the microphone shed. Alexia, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
Fantastic. I'd like to meet new people and talent at that. And Rebecca is with us as well. Rebecca, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yay, welcome in, girls. Thanks for, well, see, school hasn't started yet, has it? So no. You're not bunking. It's all above board. But this is such an exciting school story. And just to kind of set the scene, Tanya, let's start with you. Representing kind of KZN, I guess, at a national championship. It's a big moment for the school. Talk me through what these girls have had to go through to achieve this and to get where they are today.
So these girls have actually had an unbelievable season, and in our area we called the Ilembe district, and our girls have gone through from Ilembe, and we then played all the other districts in KZN up in Hoy Park, and our girls were in the top two from there, and from there that's the best in KZN. And then they go through to the nationals, which is at Middelburg. So our girls have done unbelievably well.
This is an epic thing. And Coach Di, you must be very proud from your side. Let's head over to your side of the court now, so to speak. How have you been getting the team ready? And what are you expecting when you all arrive in Middelburg?
Wow, these girls have been working incredibly hard this season. They've had many tough games. We've been on a couple of tours where we've been very successful. The nice thing about this team is they have developed from under 10s, and we've had a couple of new people come in across the years, but they have stuck together and they have just got stronger and stronger and stronger, and they thoroughly deserve this opportunity to go and test themselves against the best schools in the country.
Yo. And it has to be said, this was not something that was, you know, a given. It wasn't definitely on the cards. In fact, it was kind of a lovely surprise. Am I right, Tanya, when it landed?
Yes, yeah. So we've actually never participated in this tournament. So it was fantastic for our girls to get through.
Brilliant stuff. But I want to hear from the girls right now. So let's talk to the captain, Lexi Steinman. And firstly, Lexi, what position do you play?
I play center.
Center. It's a very important position. And Middelburg, it's quite a trip from the North Coast. What are you most looking forward to? And what do you love most about playing with this team?
Well, I'm most looking forward to obviously going on another tour with the team. All the other tours we've gone on have just been so amazing, spending time together and playing all our matches and playing the sport that we love. But yeah, I'm very excited to go, and it'll be our last tour together this year before we go to high school. So
it's a special one.
Yes, definitely.
Man, and Rebecca, I want to hear from you, Vice Captain Rebecca Broderseth. And what position do you play?
I play goal defense.
Goal defense. Again, critical stuff here. And Rebecca, what went through your head in the moment before you found out the team had actually qualified for this big event?
That, like, everyone's put so much effort and that we were all very excited to be here, and, like, that we've all worked very hard, and we
You deserve it.
Yeah.
You put in the effort.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, you know, getting a team of under 13s all the way to Mpumalanga, it doesn't just happen on its own. And particularly if it wasn't something that was necessarily foreseen. So it must have been quite an effort then to now try and work out, okay, we gotta raise some funds. We gotta try and get some community support behind us. And by all accounts, the community has rallied. They obviously believe in you girls and they're behind you all the way. Do you want to say a special thank you to any one in particular this morning?
Yes.
Let's hear. Lexi, from your side.
Firstly, I just want to say thank you to our Heavenly Father for being here with us, through it all. Big shout out to our incredible community and our under 13 netball sponsors. Thank you to Mr. Price Sport, Hooper Lodge, Zululand Nursery, Sugar Rush, ES Golf, Crazy Store, Angelique Herbst, Sally Lee, Tanya Lawson, and Radio Lifestyle. You guys rock.
Yay! And from your side, Rebecca?
And we'd like to say a massive thank you to my Uncle Dave and the whole team at Holland Insurance Brokers, not just for like the fantastic financial support, but for the amazing socks too. Holland Insurance Brokers look after families and businesses all over Ballito. So thank you for looking after us. And here's a pair of socks for to wear like as well to say thank you.
That's so cool. We're going to keep my toes so warm this winter. Thank you. Thank you. I think of the netball team every time I wear them. And wow, man, I'm so excited for you girls. Obviously, the home support is strong from the side. Tanya, from your perspective, is there anyone else that we're leaving out? Do you have a word for the sponsors and the families who've rallied so hard to make sure that these girls can live out this dream?
Yeah, no, a big shout out to the community, to the parents, and to all the sponsors, because some of the games have been nail biting, so they've had to, on the side of the field, it's been a hair raising, but at the same time, a huge thank you, because every match we've played, we've had wonderful support. And also a big shout out to Coach Dar, because without Coach Dar as well, we wouldn't be here. But I must say, the community has been off the charts. So wow. It's been great.
Awesome stuff. And Coach, we're going to have to have a report back with you after these girls have been through the whole experience, because it's definitely going to be one for the books. If there was one word you had to give us for how you feel this team is going to show up in Middelburg, could you put it to a word?
Sure. I think they are excited and so ready to learn new things.
Hey, that's the way to go into, I think, any big challenge. So more power to you, to the full team, the under 13 Mhlali Prep netball team qualifying to represent at the upcoming SASN. Is that how you say it? You call it SASN or just SASN?
South African Schools Netball.
There we go. South African Schools Netball Primary School Championship. It's the big one, running from the 23rd to the 25th of July this week up in Middelburg and in Mpumalanga. Go and make us proud, girls. And we're holding thumbs for you. We're keeping the home fires burning. And we'll definitely want to hear how it all went when you return. What do you say?
Yes.
Yay! There you go.
And our girls are out there selling tickets in Lifestyle Center as we speak.
So the fundraising isn't over yet. You can still make a difference and help power the girls all the way to Middelburg and back. Are they walking around?
Where? Yes, they are. Yeah.
All right. So if you see some girls in netball kit with the raffle sheets, go and grab yourself a ticket.
And they have Zapper, or you can pay cash.
You see, no excuse to not throw some money in the kitty there. Grab a ticket, grab 10, and know that you're making some young dreams. Okay, there they go, walking past. There's a raffle ticket sheet. Go and catch the team before they disappear this morning. And wishing you all the best this week, girls. We're rooting for you. Yay!
Thank you so much.
Back to the music. Radio Life and Style. Turn it up for a Monday morning.